Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
Lord, we bless you today and we exalt you and we thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, worship team. Come on, let's give the best worship team in all of Wasilla, hallelujah. I was gonna say Alaska, but I'm biased, and I love Eagle River. If you haven't met me yet, my name is Pastor Gil, and I had the great privilege of pastoring our campus in Eagle River. And it is a joy to be with you here tonight. I love Pastor Daniel. Is my spiritual dad, and Pastor Karen, you know, and we honor and we love you guys so much. And we wouldn't be here if it were not for them, the Lord first and foremost, through their lives. But what a great gift that we have in our pastor. And Pastor Dennis says, you know, basically just do what I do, be like me. I'm like, okay. But you know what? I've learned something, that when the man of God tells you, hey, do this, and you say, okay, the Lord goes with you, amen? And how many know that Jesus is here tonight? We've got a great word for you if you open your Bibles with me. In 1 Samuel 17, hallelujah, and verse 41. And we're going to talk about tonight, it's Holy Ghost night. We're going to talk about unending victory. The life of a believer, the Bible says that it should go from glory to glory to glory. Amen? It only gets better. I remember when I first came into the church, I'd hear Pastor Daniel's like, you know, like I share a testimony. Oh, we got this breakthrough. And it's like, amen, the best is yet to come. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, the best is yet to come. And I would say, wow, that's kind of crazy. I don't know. You know, when you're in a situation where it ain't good, like, I mean, it's getting something good happens, but it's not, you know, your past hasn't been great. But then it's like when somebody tells you the best is yet to come, you're like, okay, but I don't know. But let me tell you, it's been 10 years and the best keeps coming. And the best is yet to come, amen? You guys there, 1 Samuel 17? I'm reading the New Living Translation. It says, Goliath walked out toward David with his shield bearer ahead of him, sneering in contempt at this ruddy-faced boy. Am I a dog, he roared at David, that you come at me with a stick? And then he cursed David by the names of his gods. Come over here and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the wild animals, Goliath yelled. David replied to the Philistine, you come to me with sword, spear, and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head. Then I will give the dead bodies of your men to the birds and wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people, but not with sword and spears. This is the Lord's battle, and he will give you to us. As Goliath moved closer to attack, David quickly ran out to meet him. Come on, say it with me. Quickly ran out to meet him. Quickly ran out to meet him. He didn't hesitate. He quickly ran at it. In verse 49, reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone, he hurled it with his sling and hit the Philistine in the forehead. The stone sank in, and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he had no sword. Then David ran over and pulled Goliath's sword from its sheath. David used it to kill him and cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they turned and ran. Father, thank you for your word. I pray that you come. Lord, that you inspire tonight. Holy Spirit, we welcome you, God, to come. Let your truth, Lord, drive out every false idea, every stronghold that opposes the knowledge of God shall come down tonight in Jesus' name. And victory is yours in the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. What an amazing story of, you know, somebody who seemed to be ill-equipped going into a battle that seemed like it was going to be more than he could chew. But how many know that God is able to give you victory no matter what the odds may look like? I got one amen. How many of you know that God is able to give you victory no matter what the odds look like? Yeah. Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord. So it's easy to live a life waiting for big breaks. I don't know if you remember, when I graduate high school, then life is really going to start. Like, you know, the youth are not here, praise the Lord. my kids, you know, like, Dad, how old do I have to be to, like, start dating? And I'm like, why date? Why date? Like, you don't have a job. You can't afford anything. You don't need to be dating. And plus, you need to learn how to control your passions, control your drives. Hallelujah. God gave you a gift. You got to learn how to control it. You don't need to be putting yourself in a position that's going to, you know, make it harder to control until you had matured. Praise the Lord. Because, you know, we tend to, it's in us. It's really what God put in us, that, you know, the expectation of something greater. But let me tell you, God's got that for you in Jesus' name. But in order to get to where we want to go tomorrow, you have to be present today and make decisions today that are going to get you there where you want to go. Three causes of intractable poverty, or poverty that never changes. One is lack of knowledge. Second is lack of skills. And thirdly, laziness. Or, you know, what is laziness? It's reliance on assistance from others. When you're always dependent on somebody to help you, that's also called laziness. Lack of knowledge, lack of skills, and laziness. You know, but God's got great victories for you, so the decisions, the things that you're doing today have an effect. Jesus paid the price, amen, so that we can enter into the kingdom of God and experience victory. But what you do with what the price that Jesus has paid for you matters. And you must understand that you're the one in control of many things in your life. It's not God. I hear people say, you know, Lord, take the wheel. Jesus don't take no wheel. Jesus don't drive. I sat in New River, you know, I was going to make wheels and put it in the back of the sanctuary so as people left, they could grab their own wheels. You're driving. You're the one driving. That's why things aren't good, because you're like letting go of the wheels and let Jesus take control. No. He's given you power to create wealth. He's given us everything we need for life and godliness. What are you doing with it? Come on. Hallelujah. You know, we've had a bad shower valve in our shower for quite a long time. And I'm not a plumber. You know, and it's like, and I had like weak water in the shower. And it was terrible. And like, you know, we'd go places and they'd have like that, like really, like, man, we should like, like we wanted to move places just because of our shower. My wife didn't, I did. I was tired of it. And then, you know, we had somebody, we called a plumber, they came, like solved it, we got an issue, it's really low, the water's not hitting right, and it turned out the cartridge in there was broken, so he replaced it, but it was really old, and you know, it was a matter of a couple months, it was still having the same issues. And then it got worse and worse and worse until it was like, you know, no hot water. And I'm like, you know what? We're going to take a cold shower. Who cares? But water in Alaska is 39 degrees. And I tried taking a cold shower and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Like, ah, you know, and it's like, you know, hyped up. I'm like, ah. And then my head, you ever get brain freeze from drinking a Slurpee? I got brain freeze from the shower. And my head is like hurting, and like, you know, in the winter we go ice dipping, or what do you call that? Polar plunging kind of deal, you know? And so I try to dive down over here at a Clinton tail race and just, you know, look for stuff. I got a phone. Actually, I got a phone from a guy that had been in the water for 6 months, you know, and it turned it on. It wasn't an Apple phone, but it turned on. It was like a Samsung Android thing. And it's somebody from this church. So I called him, you know, and he came and picked it up. He's like, I never expected that phone to work. But anyway, it's like the same kind of head freeze that I got, but it was in the shower and I'm like, that's it. And then I made a decision, right? Lack of knowledge, I didn't know what to do. That's why we're having bad water this whole time. But then lack of skills, I don't lack skills. I got some skills. I can take anything apart. And I knew, I can take it apart, I may not always be able to put it back together, but I can take it apart. And usually if I can take it apart, it might be missing one or two screws, but I'll put it back together. And I'm gonna figure this one out. And I'm like, I was ready. I'm gonna tear the wall down. I'm gonna break the tile. That's it. And you know, as I'm getting ready, I did some research. I got a hammer. I got my claw thing. And I'm about to hit it. And I'm like, I lose peace. And I'm like, oh no. And I'm like, let me do some more research. And I saw a guy that was able to, you know, he poked through and then he came on the other side and replaced the valve and just put an access panel. I'm like, that's genius. That's what I'm gonna do. Thank you, Jesus. But lo and behold, you know, I took it apart. I cut the pipes out. I turned off the water. You know, I made it better because I'm not lazy. You see, when you're not lazy, You're not depending on somebody else to do something for you. I didn't want, you know, anybody else to come because, you know, it's gonna be expensive anyway. And I spent all of Monday, you know, being a plumber. And let me tell you, I got a jet in my bathroom now. I was literally thinking of selling the house and moving so I get it like... What are we talking about? We're talking about victory. Hallelujah. And a lot of the victory that we experience in our lives is what you do with what you've been given. And God has given you everything for life and godliness. Hallelujah. And we have big days like David. They come to all of us, and many never step up to the plate. How many times have you missed an opportunity? How many times have I missed opportunities? We don't know, but we're going to find out. That God wanted to answer your prayer, but you didn't step up to the plate. Hallelujah. Yikes, praise Jesus. The daily decisions that we make trains us for how we're gonna act on giant days. David was different than the entire army, and the beginning of his walk of victory was founded in many days of discipline, not fighting on the big, you know, what do you call the theater of war. But his victory came in his worship time. His victory came in knowing who his God is and trusting in his God and testing and proving God. And as he tested God through the little things, God began to give him greater tests and greater tests until finally he finds himself faced with a giant. Let me tell you, if you're facing a giant today, God is going to give you victory. Hallelujah, because the battle is not your battle. The battle is the Lord. God is gonna fight battles for you. Notice that David used a sling, which was something that he had, that he was able to do. But listen, he swung it, or however it was, you know, he swung read the scriptures. The stone hit the forehead, period. And then the stone sunk in. He did his part, and the Lord came in with the finger and pushed it in, knocked him down, and he cut his head with his own. He didn't even have a sword. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, is that your real hair? David didn't even have a sword. And he destroyed the giant in his life. It was the first one, because lo and behold, God was preparing him for many battles that are gonna come ahead. And he released victory to his own nation. He thought differently because his training was different. Because David had an intimate relationship with God, he was able to tell that Goliath was in trouble. As soon as he stepped and he saw the army, and it's like, what's going on? Oh, the boys are back. Hey, you know, the boys are here. The men of the mighty host of the living God. He shows up. He's like, man, this is awesome. But then it's like, they're all afraid. And then he hears the reason why, and it's like, what? Hallelujah. And he was surprised that nobody had taken up the king's rewards. It's like, what? This guy is, he's literally threatening God himself. The same God who is alive. The same God that has done so many things before. He's threatening God. God is going to wipe him out and everybody's afraid. And there's a reward from the king. No taxes for life. Anybody here want to pay no taxes for life? Yeah. What are you doing to pay no taxes? Hallelujah. Are you reading the tax code? learning all the loopholes. He was surprised, and because he was anointed by the Lord, and by the way, anointing never comes by yourself. You don't see anywhere in the Bible where it's like, you know, and, you know, Jehu anointed himself. You don't win victories when you anoint yourself. Because, as you know, we need each other. You need to be recognized by men. The Bible says that Jesus grew in grace with God and with man. If nobody's sending you, there's got to be somebody to anoint you. Who's going to anoint you? There's a lot of people trying to do ministry today, and they're like anointing themselves. That doesn't work like that. Notice that when God wanted to anoint David, who did he send? He sent Samuel. Samuel's like, I'm going to die. When, you know, when Elijah was started complaining, he stopped walking in faith, started complaining to God. God says, okay, go and anoint Elisha in your stead. We are anointed by others. And so Samuel anoints him. And David's true equipping wasn't for fighting of lions or bears, but the day-to-day time that he spent worshiping God. He knew his God. You have no idea how the early morning prayer is training people to withstand battles. You have no idea how the victories that we win on a daily basis are because we have the discipline of prayer, of seeking the Lord, of spending time in his presence. Hallelujah. God is doing great things through our church in this state, and it's only going to get better and better and bigger and bigger. I'm so excited about the new, you know, the Native fellowship that we're started. That we're going to hit every single village. We're going to see revival come. Hallelujah. There's a mighty people. There's a mighty people in this state. They're going to take their birthright of knowing God and standing with God and doing great and mighty exploits. I remember talking to this guy from Barrow. And it's like, yeah, we used to ride snow machines on the sea ice and like jump over whales. I'm like, what? Can you imagine that? There's a mighty strong people, and God, revival is coming to the native people of this land. Hallelujah. And to all of us who moved from other lands, praise the Lord. The day-to-day that he spent in the presence of God gave him power, gave him wisdom. He knew that the battle was the Lord's and God would win. He did not allow false accusations and people who did not walk with God to affect his trust in the Lord. You know, it always fascinates me how when people begin to seek God, I mean, they could be doing the worst thing in the world. They get saved, they begin to seek the Lord. People come out of the woodwork to say like, oh, now you're a believer? You think you're holier than thou? I always say in Eagle River, if thou ain't holy, I am holier than thou. Because I am holy. Praise the Lord. And often what you think they're thinking, no one is thinking. Often what you think they're thinking, nobody is actually thinking it. It's just your insecurities. It's your, you know, perhaps past failures that the devil is throwing in your face. The Bible says in Ephesians that we are to take up the shield of faith. What does the shield of faith do? Extinguishes the fiery darts of the enemy. What are fiery darts? The Bible says that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in the air. Hallelujah. And that the weapons of our warfare are mighty for the pulling down of stronghold. What stronghold? Your husband? No. What stronghold? Your wife? No. What stronghold? Your neighbor? No. Your boss? No. That sister, that brother that took your parking spot? How dare you? No. It's your own ideas that are contrary to God. You have power to pull them down. I don't feel loved. Pull that down, sister. Pull that down. I don't feel nobody accepts me. Pull that down. You are accepted. You are loved. Hallelujah. I remember talking with Pastor Alex when he was here a couple times, you know, or maybe last few months ago. And I'm like, man, I'm always nervous. It's like, why, bro? Everybody loves you. Don't be nervous. I'm like, amen, brother. Amen. We love you. Jesus loves you. This church loves you. Your pastors love you. Hallelujah. One of the things my wife and I, you know, are always admire is really, you know, like Pastor Karen's ability to like love people and be, you know, thinking about people and concern for people. It's amazing. Our whole church. It's who we are. It's amazing. Hallelujah. Now, David's confidence in God was misjudged as arrogant and evil. Don't listen to people that are never there, like, you know, when you need them to go forward, and then you start moving forward, they show up to try to pull you back. Don't listen to those kinds of people. You need to dump them. Praise the Lord. Those that are going nowhere, not growing, they're stuck in bitterness and always try to pull you down to their level. But God has anointed you. And you know, when you're anointed, it's like, Apostle Hammond was here, not Bill, his son, Tom Hammond. And he prayed for me once at the old building and is like, you know, you got the greasy anointing. I'm like, great, thank you very much. Anybody want the greasy anointing? What is that? Like, what, should I wear a leather jacket and call myself a greaser? What, and you know, when he began to expound on it, it says, you know, the Lord, you know, helps you get out of tough places. He does. See, when the anointing is on you, you can do things that are, you know, it seems like you're not going to get it, like, you know, you're not going to make it, but you make it. And that anointing, that same anointing that helps you to move forward, you know, when people, when you're filled with God, filled with the Spirit, anointed by the Lord, walking with anointed people, that gets on you. And when those, you know, parasites try to grab on, they slip out. Hallelujah. Watch out who you hang with. David's faith in God was not due to pride or arrogance, but due to his assurance and his faith that he had in God because of what God had done so far in his life. Let me tell you that you are victorious. How many of you guys experienced victory this week? You know what the devil will say to you? Yeah, that happened this week, but it's not going to happen again. That's a lie. Because the best is yet to come. What you should be doing with the victories that you win is like, if God did that, he can do more. Hallelujah. It's one of the reasons I love my wife. My wife is like, she's like, you know, tenacious. She's so, you know, she's audacious. She's bold. She's strong. And she's like, you know, she's so such a tough woman, man. I love her. She's awesome. She's strong. She don't take no, you know, no lip from nobody. She's anointed. Like, she loves my kids, and she's like so caring and so nurturing and so loving until like she gets upset, and like, you know, then I gotta hold her back. I'm like, son, you don't know, son. You don't know, my son. She's an amazing woman. She's tenacious. And there are times where like, you know, I don't know. That's why you got to walk with people that are going the same way, that have faced things, that have faith. There are times when we don't know, you know, when it's like we're unsure. And it's like we help each other. I'll help her. She helps me. I'm like, no. Has the Lord ever failed us? No. There are times when I'm feeling bad for myself and she'll, you know, smack me out of it. Hallelujah. You know, I used to get the man cold. I don't get the man cold before. Listen, ladies, you don't know what a man cold is. Come on. Some say that, you know, the pain of birth is just because you never had a man cold. You may have delivered 6 babies, but you never had a man cold. A man cold is debilitating. You know, and she helps me, though. She helps me. She gives me strength. Get out of bed. You're done with that. Praise the Lord. And as I've grown up as a man, praise Jesus. The last man cold I get. Hallelujah. I had oysters a few weeks back, and I was literally sick. I had, you know, food poisoning for a week. And, you know, and it's one, and I, you know, I was like really not feeling well. Like, you know, you got your whole body's in pain, and she's like, no, go sit in the living room. At least sit in the sun. Like, no, I'm dying. You gotta have people in your life that'll prod you along, that gets you out of your comfort zone. Hallelujah. You see, maybe David's family thought that they were, you know, putting him out in pasture. No, he was getting tough. He was learning from the Lord as he sought the Lord. Hallelujah. God turned around everything he ever went through to victory. He risked his life and faced the giants. Let me tell you something, unless you're willing to risk everything, you're not gonna accomplish anything. It's like in marriage. You wanna have a great marriage? Anybody? Any takers? Die to yourself. It's not about you. It's about her. It's not about you. It's about him. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that when you're married, your body doesn't even belong to you. It belongs to your husband. Your body doesn't even belong to you, sir. It belongs to your wife. That's why I dress like my wife wants me to dress. I read the Bible. There are things that I do because she tells me to, because the Bible says my body belongs to her. I'm yours, baby. Hallelujah. She knows that. Praise the Lord. We belong, you know, I heard a preacher say, it's a death march to a life camp. You want to have victory in life? You want to see ministry grow, your ability to minister? Die to yourself and get your behind to early morning prayer. I'm not a morning person. If God called you to this church, if God called you to Kings, you're a morning person because we have EMP. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Why is that? Because, you know, some other churches do EMP like midday MP. Or afternoon prayer, yeah, AFP. We do early morning prayer. That's what we do, that's who we are. But our services go late. We wake up early anyway. Praise the Lord, we love it. Amen. You gotta risk everything, hallelujah. I mean, it was the anointing that enabled David, a mere man, to release victory. And God's anointing flowed through him. His power flowed through him. One of the most fascinating things about this God that we serve is that he will take mere mortals. He'll take you and I, and his power will flow through us. Hallelujah. We can heal people. Did you know that? It's God's will to heal. So you gotta lay hands, you gotta pray, you gotta declare victory. Hallelujah. Lay hands on yourself. You know, my dog was presenting with a distended stomach, you know, because he just eats anything. One of them, we have three. I used to not like dogs, and then I made a concession, and I told my family, like, you know, if it's free, Pastor Vince, it's your fault. It's your fault. You're part of it. You know what? My wife said that when I was still, you know, not serving Jesus, backslid, we were talking. She was testifying, and she was saying, you know, when we were, you know, when I was, we're talking about visitation, because we, you know, we visit people. And she said that when we first moved to Palmer, we're living in the gateway there on Trunk Road, off of Trunk Road. And she said, you know, that she was praying, you know, and I was like off doing my own thing. I was done going to church, not serving God. But she said that Pastor Vince came to visit her one day. And she was home and my mother-in-law was there. And she's like, oh, is there anything you can pray for? He's like, you can pray for my husband. And you prayed. And she said that really impacted her life. Praise the Lord. It's the anointing. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for our staff. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the Brackens, for those that prayed for us, hallelujah. But his anointing flowed and will flow through us, and you're able to do great things, hallelujah. It was the anointing that made David a great warrior. In 1 Kings 16:13, God set up opportunities for David to be elevated and trained through his life as he sought him. It was the anointing that made him different. Listen, stop complaining about the attacks. Stop complaining about attacks in your life. You're a Christian. You're not supposed to be a weak fighter, but we are warriors. Hallelujah. The same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead abides on the inside of you. It's like, oh, the attack. And some people are like, no, God is, no, the devil's attacking my car. No, he ain't. You never change your oil. Oh, the Lord is attacking my life. You know, I totaled my car. It was a demonic attack. No, it wasn't. You never got new tires. It's been 7 years. Amen? Come on. You're victorious. You're more than victorious through Christ Jesus. One of the things that I love, you know, about our pastors is, you know, you ever walk in a dead prayer meeting with Pastor Daniel? It changes. Because there's something in him that's like, you know, you'll notice he'll start taking longer strides. Something's about to happen. And he's like, you know, come on! And they're like, and he'll turn any dead meeting into like a fiery meeting. I love that about him. Because anything that is dead can come back to life if you will stand over it and declare life and declare healing and declare the blessing of God. So you gotta do that in your family. When the devil, the Bible says that when the enemy comes, that the Lord will wave the flag like a flood. Hallelujah. And he will do that. You're anointed, and we can be anointed and used by God. We all have the potential for great things in life for God. And it begins with living daily for him in prayer, in seeking him, in the things that you put before your eyes, the things that you don't allow before your eyes, what you hear, what you talk about. All those things in Romans 2, 9 says, there will be trouble and calamity for everyone who keeps on doing what is evil, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. But there will be glory and honor and peace from God for all who do good, for the Jew first and also the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. So if something's not going right, instead of, you know, complaining, begin to pray. Begin to declare the goodness of God. If you've been faithful, if you've been righteous, you have a God that you can't go before him. The Bible says, will not the righteous judge of all the earth do what is right? Yes, he will. So you stand in his presence and say, Lord, hallelujah, I've been righteous before you. Fight this battle for me and he will fight for you. He will strengthen you. He will give you victory. Hallelujah. I remember times, you know, financially, like we work hard, we're not lazy, you know, and there are times in our business where it's like we haven't gotten paid in like 3 months. And we literally get to the last thing. It's like we can't pay anybody. We're going to lose everything. We're going to lose everything on Thursday. It's Tuesday. But we're tithers. The Bible says, prove me in this. And so, you know, we gathered around and we grabbed hands. It's not like we haven't worked. We've worked. Invoices have gone out. The payment has just never come in. And we take hands and we begin to pray. And I say, Lord, and I tell my kids, you know, you're not going to put the weight that is too heavy on them. But I say, God, kids, we need a miracle. We need God to come through. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray right now. And I pray literally like this. God, you said in your word that when we tithe, that you would rebuke the devourer, you would rebuke the destroyer, and that you would provide for us. You said that you would open the windows of heaven, you would pour out your blessing upon us, such as we cannot contain. I didn't ask for that. You offered it, Lord. Now, I don't talk to him about anything else like that. But he said in the word, prove me in this, test me. And as Dr. Morocco used to tell his dad, Dad, you know, God is not deaf, and Pastor Dan Morocco would reply, and he ain't nervous either. Something to that effect. Perhaps it was, and he's not nervous either, son. But anyway, don't say ain't or mom, no. And we prayed like that, Lord, where's the breakthrough? Where's the provision? Where's the greenbacks, Lord? Where's the money at, Jesus? Send forth, Lord, ministering spirits on our behalf. Bring us our money. Devil, take your hand off your money, off our money. And we thank you, Lord, that we prayed, that you answered our prayers, that you're going to come through for us. You have never failed before, and you will never fail again. You're not going to make us look bad, Lord. Thank you, because you're not going to, you know, we preach, and so you're going to supply for us. Amen. And we just went about our day. Next day, everything comes in. No more issues. You can literally stand on the word of God and see victory in your life for everything, for everything, for everything. Everything, everything, everything. Come on, look at your neighbor and say everything. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. Psalm 34, 17. He rescues them. Can you get a piano player, please? From all their troubles. When is God going to rescue you from trouble? Because you're cute? Because you're faithful? When? When you call out. The Lord hears his people when they call out. It's like, you know, ladies, you know, like sometimes your wife wants you to guess things. And ladies, we can't read your mind. And husbands, you too. Sometimes it's like, you know, you're upset about something. Instead of talking, you're just like moping around. You know that God does not respond to need. He responds to faith. Do you know that the expression of your faith is in your, in praying is an expression of your faith. Giving is proving that God exists. You're expressing your faith that he is real. Those that believe that God exists, those that come to God, must believe that he is. And that he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So if you, you know, deconstruct that, if you reverse engineer that, when you seek him, you should expect a reward. And you should know that a reward will come when you seek him. And when you seek him, you should expect it. And if you don't come, you should talk to him about it. Because he may be testing your faith. He's not giving you sickness. He doesn't give anything like that, but rather, the Bible says that the world is ruled by the enemy. That death came in the world when Adam and Eve sinned. Adam sinned. He was supposed to steward his family. But he didn't. He was right there with her and took of the fruit. So don't blame the woman. It was the man who was the supposed to stand up and protect her and be a covering. He's the authority of the home. The Lord hears his people when they call him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. If you're crushed tonight, the Lord is going to rescue you. He's going to help you. A bruised reed, he does not break. A smoldering wick, he will not snuff out. The Bible says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And he proved his love that way. So don't ever feel, maybe you're here, maybe you've made a mistake, maybe you sinned, maybe you're not living right for God and you think that you deserve what you're going through. No, you don't. Because the price that Jesus paid is enough. And if you'll repent of sin and turn to him, he will forgive you and he will cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And just like the prodigal son that came running, the father didn't, listen, what do you think he smelled like? He didn't smell like, you know, like I smell right now. I smell good, praise the Lord. He didn't smell like, you know, he just got ready to preach. What was he doing before he traveled the long distance home? Feeding pigs. Add the smell of pig slop, pigs, plus the whole travel, you know, way home. The father ran to meet him and embraced him. Put on the clothes on him, the ring, and restored him. That's how he sees us. And the enemy will lie to people, will lie to you, that you don't deserve it, that you're not good enough, that whatever you've done disqualifies you. If you're still doing, that's true. If you've repented of it, it's time to move on. It's time to allow to see at what anything that everybody says through the lens of your hurt, through the lens of your brokenness. It's time to become an overcomer. What is an overcomer? It's somebody who overcomes. Somebody who goes to Lowe's and gets a ladder and gets over it. Somebody blocked me last week. I was pulling out and this car pulled in front of me and his dear family came out and gave me a keychain with a ladder. I was like, no way. That's awesome. I have it in my car. So when I'm feeling bad for myself, I look at that cheer ring, at that key ring. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. We have to approach life and from the perspective that God wants to use us, that God loves you, that He's for you, He's not against you. And anything that is going on, going right, means that you gotta attack it. Hallelujah. Understand that you can do great things and great battles of life. The victory belongs to God. He already won, but you have to enforce it. You have to stand on the truth of the word. It's not just gonna naturally happen for you. Salvation is free. Salvation, God did it. The victory in your life, you have to win it with the gifts that God has given you. And a lot of the battle, just look at how David fought. Was his kung fu strong, Pastor Vince? Okay, he says yes, but I don't read that David knew kung fu before defeating the giant. He used what he had, which was a sling. Are you serious? A sling that knocked the giant down. It didn't even kill the giant, just knocked him down long enough for him to take the sword and cut the head off. And that's what we gotta do. And that's how we fight. As a church, when you open to the work of the Holy Spirit and allow God to use you to release victory in Alaska. Hallelujah. People aren't gonna get saved in the villages by themselves. Yeah, and people ain't gonna get saved in Sutton by themselves either. But we gotta rise up. How many of you feel like there's like something great? Anybody feel like God, like there's greatness for you? You should be a great person. Anybody feel like that? Come on, be real. If you don't feel like that, it's because you're not being right, you're just not lifting up your hands. Right? I remember in middle school, I'd come into a room, like I'd be walking in with my books. In my mind, I was like doing flips on tables. Like Spider-Man. That was my. And it's like, and I was being awesome all the time. No, you're a kid, you're always awesome, right? That's a God-given thing that is put in you to be victorious. And the world and the devil will lie to you. And then the things will happen to you. But let me tell you, if you will get in the presence of God, if you will turn to Him, if you will seek Him, He will strengthen you. He will empower you. He will anoint you. Hallelujah. Philippians 4 and verse 6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Tell God what you need. Nobody's gonna pray for you like you can pray for yourself. Nobody's gonna pray for your problems like you can pray for your problems. If you pray the word of God, the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Yes, we pray together. I love it when we have backup, when I text our people, I text our pastors. I need prayer for this. We need breakthrough in this area. But let me tell you, daily we are crying out to the Lord. Daily we are crying out to God for victory. And we see it, and God wants to raise you up to be a David in your own family, to be a David in this church, to be a David in this community, where you're not just winning victories for yourself, but your whole nation is being impacted because you're not just fighting petty battles. You overcome those, like for breakfast. By breakfast, you've killed at least three regular giant, like regular opposition, and you're ready for giants. Tell God about everything. Tell what you need. And thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. Listen, as far as the scriptures go, none of us today have any excuse to say, well, I don't really understand the scriptures. It's not that you don't understand it. It's because you have spent zero time trying to read the word and understand the word. The Bible says not even fools will err the way. And read a version that you can understand. The Living Translation is a great one. Then you will experience God's peace. When do you experience God's peace? When you present and you ask Him about everything, and you talk to Him, and you give Him thanks, that's when you experience peace. Do you need peace tonight? Hallelujah. Go after God and He will direct your life. Hebrews 11:6, and this is, it is impossible to please God without faith. And anyone who wants to come to Him must believe that God exists and that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. Don't allow influences of evil to destroy your life, to destroy your faith. What are the influences of evil? Are those voices that will get you to reject God? Oh, you don't have time for church. And all these things, to seek the Lord, to read your Bible. Reject all those things. That'll put God down before you. That'll diminish who God is in your life. Many of those are co-workers. Now, I was at Lowe's on Monday trying to buy, fittings to create this masterpiece that I did in my shower, my wonderful fast-flowing shower. It's like a jet now. And this guy's there like, can I tell you what, you know when you want to just be left alone and figure things out on your own? And somebody shows up and you want them to go away, but they won't go away. I'm glad he stayed though, because he helped me. Because I was going to make a poor decision, I think, but he helped me. But I still wanted him to go away. And he was a Christian, so I was like, oh good, just leave now, please leave me alone. But he's like, can I tell you a joke? I'm like, depends, is it dirty? He's like, no, man, and like pulled out his cross. I'm a Christian. And then he's like, yeah, there's a dirty spot in that, so forget about the joke. It just went on with the pipes. Well, I don't want to be rude to my coworkers. Man, it's not being rude. It's protecting your heart, protecting your mind from defilement. It's like having somebody vomit on you. That's what defilement is. You don't need that. Amen. Temptations, what are the things that, get those out of your life. In Christianity today, there's a thought that everybody's got demons. We all got demons, and the demons, my demon. Shut up. Cast them out. It's not even like, they weren't even filled with the Holy Ghost. They were casting out demons. They were healing the sick. They were raising the dead. They weren't even filled with the Holy Ghost. Just at the word of the Lord. Demons aren't that big a deal. Unless you're succumbing, unless you're playing, unless you're entertaining them. Cast them out. Amen. We all have trouble. Yeah, and God gives us victory in every single one of them. It's time to rise up. You're anointed. You're anointed of the Lord. He will strengthen you. Hallelujah. And you will overcome. Come on, let's all stand tonight. The Bible says that when you're tempted, that you're tempted and enticed by the evil desires, by desires that you have in your heart. And the Bible also says, put away those things. So you need to regard those temptations as evil. You need to see them for what they are, that they are evil. That real pleasure is in the presence of God. And the pleasure of this world does not even compare. I'm talking about any kind of pleasure, sex, drugs, drunkenness. None of that compares to the true pleasures that you can experience in the presence of God. And when you begin to weed those things out for your life, you live holy, you live in victory, you live in breakthrough. And you begin to experience victory after victory after victory after victory. But you got to seek after the Lord. One thing that David did, he would present himself to the Lord. And we asked, Lord, search my heart. Is there anything evil in me? And one thing that I love about our church and our pastor that we're taught to continually search ourselves, that we may find ourselves pure before the Lord and without and not giving the enemy any ammunition against us. So I want to pray for you tonight. Maybe you're feeling like you're tired. Maybe you are tired. Maybe you don't know. And we prayed with you, some of you here tonight. Maybe you're like, I don't know how to do this. Let me tell you that God can give you victory. You yourself can have that victory if you will fight, if you will stand up. Hallelujah. But it's going to require you to change your daily practices. He's done everything. He loves you. You're saved. If you surrender your life to the Lord, you're saved. But in order to have the victory, you're going to have to change those things. Is there anything? Come on, every eye closed, every head bowed. Is there anything that you can do? The whole thing about, Lord, remove this from me. No, he's not going to do that. Because he's not going to force you. But he's empowered you. Is there anything in your life that you need to adjust to walk in greater victory in the Lord? I'm not talking about don't quit your job. Don't do anything crazy unless the Lord is calling you to do that. I'm talking about, like, you know, maybe I should go to sleep instead of watching reels all night and get defiled. The devil's angry at me. I get defiled every night. No, it's because you put yourself in that position to be defiled. The Lord is speaking to you right now. He's going to make every single one of you a David in your own home. Your kids are not going to go through the same pain and trouble that you went through. But in order for that to happen, you have to stand on the Word of God, and you can't be looking back and singing back and telling tales about those times. You need to begin to declare the victory, the power of God, that God is able, how He saved you, how He had set you free. Hallelujah. So come on right now. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. You got the freedom to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. This is a night of victory. This is a night of leaving behind those things that easily entangle you. You are not a wimp. You are not a victim. You are, hallelujah, the righteousness of Christ in Christ, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, if you surrendered your life to Him. Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your hand right now. Father, I pray for every single person that you've shown. Every weakness is cast down now, and you are strong in the Lord. Receive now a power. Receive now wisdom. Receive now what you need. Hallelujah. Victory will come to your household through your life. As you begin to declare the power of God, as you begin to declare, hallelujah, the goodness of God. Every attack of the enemy right now, hallelujah, is broken off your life. Every lie of hell broken off your mind. I declare the blessing of God, the strength of God. Rise up. Hallelujah. Rise up. Rise up. Shoraba kataraba. Rise up. Let every excuse, let every lie that has been keeping you down, I break it off of you right now. Every word curse that's spoken over you as you grew up, I break off of you right now. You are victorious. You are mighty. You are powerful. You are able. I declare healing over right now, over brains, over minds right now, over your body's chemical imbalances. Be healed right now. Clarity of thought right now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Fear. I command fear to go now. Fear. If you're fearful, you have unreasonable fear of things. Come on, just lift your hands right now, or put your hands on your heart right now. I break that fear off of you right now. I break it off. I command you to go. You foul spirit of fear, I command you, loose your hold in Jesus' name. Now you stand in faith. You stand in the truth of the Word of God, and you begin to declare it over your life. Find out what the Lord has for you. What He says in His Word, and begin to declare it over your life. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's give a shout to the Lord. Oh, I see a mighty army rising up. I see a mighty people rising up. Hallelujah. Those watching online, I see breakthrough in your lives. I see a release of the blessing of God. And like those enemies that fled, the whole Philistine army that fled, I see an army fleeing before you because God is for you. He's not against you. He's with you and he's given you everything. Come on, let's give a shout to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you right now. If you have never made Jesus the Lord of your life, tonight is your night. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. What does that mean? That every single human being must call upon the name of the Lord, must repent of sin and call upon the name of the Lord. Now, if you're saved, you're saved. But if you've never done that, you must. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but God's gift is everlasting life through Christ Jesus. The Bible says that God proved his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ came and died in our place. And if you will believe with your heart that Jesus is Lord and declare with your mouth, you shall be saved. Now, if you need to surrender your life to the Lord, whether for the very first time or you want to rededicate your life to God, I want to pray with you right now. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand. Whether for the very first time, hallelujah, or you want to rededicate your life to God, I see these hands. I see that hand in the back. God bless you. Anybody else on this side? Hallelujah. I see that hand. God bless you. Anyone else? Hallelujah. I want you to pray with me now. Pray out loud so that you can hear yourself pray. Say, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your son Jesus to die in my place. Forgive me of all my sin. Wash me, cleanse me, make me brand new. Be the Lord of my life. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being my Savior. Hallelujah. I bless you now in Jesus' name.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to King's Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you and give you peace.